Governor Brad Henry was horrified at seeing the complete destruction of neighborhoods by the many tornadoes that ripped through the city of Moore yesterday.
It's absolutely devastating. The damage looks bad when you see it on television, but when you see it up close and personal, it is really horrific.
The governor surveyed the land this morning and found it to be, quote, really horrific when seen up close. While some 100 people suffered various injuries, Governor Henry is thankful there were no fatalities. He also exclaimed his amazement that people were actually upbeat and friendly. Henry says Oklahomans are strong and resilient and just grateful their loved ones survived the twisters, if not their homes and possessions. Henry has also sent a request to President Bush to expedite federal emergency aid and to declare Oklahoma a federal disaster area. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder says Germany will not be put in a position of being forced to choose friendship with the U.S. or friendship with France. In a speech marking the 100th anniversary of the American Chamber of Commerce in Germany, he said it is not productive to debate whether, as British Prime Minister Tony Blair said, Europe and the United States should work as one polar world to solve problems together, or whether the world order should be multipolar. He said, surely we're all agreed that we only want one pole in global politics around which we orientate ourselves, the pole of freedom, peace, and justice. Schroeder is due to meet with Secretary of State Colin Powell in Berlin next week.
Your mission, Mother's Day shopping. Your goal, find gifts that make mom happy. Your rendezvous point, Radio Shack. Consider the following. A talking picture frame to hold snapshots and a recording of how much you love her, $9.99. The Honeywell Environizer, an electronic air purifier to help mom breathe easier, $99.99. A Palmzire PDA to keep mom organized and on schedule, $99.99. Should you fail these objectives, Mother's Day could self-destruct. Good luck, shopper. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Cheapo.
Penny pincher.
Coupon Charlie.
Sure, they're just names, but they hurt.
Ouch.
And there's a place that understands. A place called Hotwire.com. We won't call you things like
belt tightener.
Oh, no. Hotwire will help you embrace your frugal side with the lowest hotel prices guaranteed, or will give you double the difference. Does that sound like someone who'd call you a
tightwad?
Nope. The only thing we'll call you is our kind of customer. Oh, and cheapskate.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
Three crew members on board a U.S. Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter were killed when it crashed into the Tigris River in Iraq today, about 62 miles north of Baghdad. One other person on the chopper is said to have been injured in the crash. Officials say they did not have any word of hostile fire on the helicopter and that it appeared to have struck power lines before it went into the river. The Black Hawk is used for missions that include air assault and medical evacuation. The crash is now under investigation. Confessed killer James Kopp has been sentenced to 25 years to life in the 1998 shooting death of Amherst, New York abortion provider Dr. Barnett Sleepian. Sentencing began this morning with prosecutor Joseph A. Marusak describing Kopp as manipulative and deceitful by passing himself off as a nonviolent man. He also read a letter written by the doctor's widow, Lynn Sleepian, who called Kopp an evil man and requested he get the maximum penalty. Defense attorney Bruce A. Barkett then made his presentation and Kopp also addressed the court.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
A survey by the online recruiter Hot Jobs shows that many college seniors are apparently not that concerned about landing a job right out of school. Christopher Jones of Hot Jobs says with less than a month to go until graduation, 55% of seniors surveyed at 34 universities across the country haven't begun to look for a job. Jones says some of them plan to bypass the job hunt altogether by going to graduate school. He says one of the dangers of putting off the job search is that it can take longer to find work once you start looking. On the average, it takes recent grads 4 to 6 months to land a job, but most of those surveyed thought they'd land a job after 1 to 3 months. Stocks were up today as the market averages closed off the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 113 points to 86.04. The NASDAQ rose 30 points to 1520, and the S&P 500 climbed 13 points to 933. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, running whitewater rapids. What a thrilling spring sport.
in a raft. But in a car, it's a ride that may literally take your breath away. When I come back, I'll bail you out.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
No one intentionally confuses cars for recreational rafts. But if you find yourself in a stream of late-melting snows or heavy spring rains, remember the kid's toy, a pogo stick. P-O-G-O. P, pop seat belts. After you go in water, because they protect you on impact. O, open the window quickly, especially if you have power windows. G-O, get out. No explanation necessary. So make sure your whitewater adventure is with a guide and a paddle. Heed warnings of washed out roads. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
All right, Friday, it's my holiday. If you've been listening this week, you know we're now into, this is the only time I'm going to say it, Bush Free Fridays. It begins tonight. Remember, you mention Shrub's name or refer to Man or Monkey, and I ring... It's not a very good bell. I ring the bell. You can keep talking, but the second offense, the call's over. Rules apply to me as well. It's going to be tough, right? Program tonight produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. Welcome to our listeners on Sirius Satellite 145, Sirius Left, also radiopower.org. And if you're listening sometime other than tonight, you're probably listening on whiterosesociety.org. And also next hour, our last Dixie Chicks CD, courtesy of Matt in Glenview, Illinois, who sent us five of them. We give given away one each night this week, so we have one to go. All right, you're just waiting to see, right? I know what you're doing. We have a death to announce first. Albert Hakim from Iran. He was the Silicon Valley businessman and financial guru behind the Iran-Contra scandal of the 80s. He died of a heart attack in Incheon, South Korea a few days ago. He was the one who masterminded the web of bank accounts used to funnel U.S. weapons and funds to Iran and Nicaraguan rebels. And when it came his turn in the dock, he managed to get off with a $5,000 fine, which was what Mr. Hakim usually spent on lunch, and 2 years of probation. So Albert Hakim, he was 66, one of Oliver North's good friends, one of Elliot Abrams' good friends, Otto Reich, John Negroponte, that whole clutch of killers and terrorists who now run this government. Albert Hakim was one of the financiers behind all of the scandals, made a lot of money, caused a lot of death. He died of what? A heart attack in Incheon, South Korea. Yeah, I know. I wonder what he was doing there, too. Sunday is Mother's Day, right? Every year there's a Mother's Day proclamation. Let me give you a little history here. I found all this information earlier in the week, and I noticed that three or four emails have come in today about this, so let's get to it. The original Mother's Day proclamation was made in 1870. And the original proclamation was written by Julia Ward Howe. She is the woman who wrote the words to the Battle Hymn of the Republic in 1862 when she was an anti-slavery activist. Now, the original proclamation about Mother's Day was actually an impassioned call for peace and disarmament. In the years following the Civil War, Julia Ward Howe's political activism got more intense. She had witnessed the horror of 800,000, was it 800,000 people killed in the Civil War, or was it 400,000? It was an enormous amount. Also, her condemnation of war in general increased. Now, here are the words to the original Mother's Day proclamation. And, of course, it's written in mid-19th century idiom. So here's what Julia Ward Howe wrote, and it was proclaimed in 1870. Arise, then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be of water or of tears. Say firmly, we will not have questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands shall not come to us reeking of carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We women of one country will be too tender to those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of a devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own, and it says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. As men have forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace. In the name of womanhood and humanity, I earnestly ask that a General Congress of Women, without limit of nationality, be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient and at the earliest period consistent with its objects to promote the alliance of the different nationalities, the amicable settlement of international questions, the great and general interests of peace. Yeah. What is Mother's Day now? How many of us are aware of that? I have to tell you, I totally did not know that the first Mother's Day proclamation was an anti-war plea. Didn't know it. Did not know it. Did you? I always thought Mother's Day was something that had been invented by the Hallmark card company. I did. I got this from our military attaché. Used to be our military attaché. I don't know what happened to Roger in Iraq. Roger in Augusta, Georgia. Maybe he was called back to duty. Our military attaché. He served, I think, 22 years in the U.S. Army. But I got an email from him that he sent to a few people. Some quick facts to think about, and I think it's appropriate following that original proclamation by Ms. Howe on the first Mother's Day. We're going to talk some money here. $100 will get America 11 hand grenades. $100 could also buy 11 blankets for refugees. $4,000 will get America one rocket launcher without the rockets. $4,000 could also fund a three-day training program for 160 young people in peace building. $14,000 will buy America one cluster bomb. $14,000 could also enroll two needy children in the Head Start Learning Program for a whole year and pay their instructors. $40,000 buys the United States one Hellfire missile. $40,000 could also fund two home health aides for disabled elderly for a year. $145,000 could buy the Army one bunker buster guided bomb. $145,000 could also get an American associate degree training for 29 registered nurses. $586,000 could buy the Army 1,000 M16 rifles. $586,000 could also pay rent subsidies for over 1,000 needy American families for a year. $763,000 pays for 1 minute of the war with Iraq. $763,000 is the annual salary and benefits for 15 registered nurses. $46 million will pay for 1 hour of the war with Iraq. $46 million could also improve, repair, and modernize over 20 public schools in America. $130 million pays for 7 unmanned Predator drones for the war against Iraq. $130 million could also fund the Women, Infants, Children nutritional program for over 200,000 American babies. $275 million will fund three tests of a missile defense system. $275 million could also eradicate polio globally. $350 million could fund six Trident II missiles. $350 million could also get the best vaccinations possible for 10 million children worldwide. $413 million could fund an amphibious warfare landing ship program. $413 million could also provide 68,000 needy American children with child care. $494 million provides military aid to Colombia. $494 million could also provide 7,000 needy American families with housing. $1.1 billion pays for 1 day of the war in Iraq. $1.1 billion could also prevent cuts to education programs for the entire year of 2003. $1.2 billion pays for 2 months of the war in Afghanistan. $1.2 billion could also provide the minimum support to save the Amtrak train service. $2.1 billion will buy the military one stealth bomber. $2.1 billion is also the annual salary and benefits for 38,000 elementary school teachers. $12 billion pays for a year of the war in Afghanistan. $12 billion also could double federal funding for mass transit. $16 billion pays for 1 year of America's nuclear weapons program. $16 billion also could provide health care coverage for 7 million children. $38 billion is the price of 1 month of our current military spending. $38 billion also could save over 11 million lives worldwide fighting infectious diseases. So you decide which category will make the world a better place for you and the children and all of us to live in.
People that are going to hell. When the lies are over and the devil's done, and the people that are going to hell. Mom, Dad.
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Are you wondering how to prosper in our so-called muddle-through economy? Experts say that gold is now the buy of a generation. Hi, I'm Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, and I'd like to introduce you to Swiss America, the company that's helping America to rediscover gold. Now, I'm no expert on the economy or on gold, but I am an expert on antiques and collectibles. And Swiss America is the leader in the United States collectible coin market, which has a very impressive track record over the past 30 years. But before you launch out into rare coins, the first step is to get educated. So please, write this number down. 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's BUYCOIN. Ask for a free copy of The New Gold Rush. It'll help you understand this emerging gold rush so you can stake your claim and tell them Christopher Kent told you to call.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How you doing? We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys are having way too much fun. You know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Got the flying monkey ride blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. All right, one more item here, and then we shall take some phone calls. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Did I say that? 800-825-5937. This was posted to Bart Kopp, and Doc sent it to me. Bart Kopp had a thing up on his site, I guess yesterday, or maybe today, about Bill Bennett. about his gambling obsession, his sickness, his, you know, the moralist. And it is a sickness. There really is no point to beat up on Bennett because somebody who gambles away $8 million is a sick man. You know, he really needs some help. You know, the only reason to make a joke about it and laugh about it is because it's the Elmer Gantry syndrome. You know, do as I say, not as I do. I'm going to find sin anywhere I can find it, and moral failures. In the meantime, don't look too closely at me because, you know, I'm just a wreck. But anyway, Bennett said in a recent statement, quote, "It is true that I've gambled large sums of money. I have also complied with all laws on reporting wins and losses. Nevertheless, I have done too much gambling, and this is not an example I wish to set. Therefore, my gambling days are over," end quote. And Barkop writes, "But you didn't mind setting that example last week, so what changed, Bill?" I'll tell you what changed. You got caught. "For years, you and Laura the Unloved..." That's Bart Kopp's reference to Laura Schlesinger. For years, you and Laura the Unloved have been whining, especially during impeachment, that when people apologize after they get caught, you have to ask why they didn't apologize before they got caught. That means they'd probably still be doing it if they didn't get caught. That's what you said then, Sparky. Those are the rules you hypocrites laid out. So when Dr. Laura got caught spreading her legs for some even hustler won't print them photographs, she insisted on her radio show apology that it was okay because you're not really an adult until you reach 30. She was 29 when she spread her legs for that camera. But we forgave her because she's a harpy bitch moralist who judges others. We'll forgive Bill Bennett for his vices, too, because he's a Republican, like Laura. We forgave Dan Burton for fathering a child out of wedlock. We forgave Henry Hyde for breaking up that family by whoring around with the wife. Remember, she left her kids and her husband after Henry Hyde broke them apart with his raging, out-of-control sex hormones, but we forgave him. We forgave Bob Barr, who paid for abortions because he was such a pro-life advocate. We forgave Newt Gingrich after screwing over two wives, one right after she came out of cancer surgery, but what the hell, he's a Republican. We forgave Cheney and Rummy for arming Saddam and Osama, but Bill Clinton lied about sex, and that we can never forgive. Yeah, God. Isn't that the truth, Bart? Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Brother Sky Blue is calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Mr. Mike Malloy, my hero.
Yeah, don't go there.
I thought I'd lost you. We just had that Memphis in May concert here down on the river. We had some good bands, ZZ Top and several other big headliners. Boy, it was a big party down there.
Yeah, I bet it was. I love Memphis.
You know, I got two things I'd like to bring up tonight.
Go ahead. You got to hold on now. See, you've just given all that talk about what's going on with all the bands playing and everything.
Yeah, we had a big party down there.
All right, hold on. I'll come right back to you, brother. All right?
Certainly will.
Okay, hold on. Brother Sky Blue has called in from Memphis, so we'll talk to him in a minute. Got to take a break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. I've decided to give up my gambling. I did some.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel.
Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Class action lawsuits against 20 companies who are alleged to have aided and abetted in South Africa's apartheid regime may be settled with the help of the Anglican Church. An archbishop has announced that lawyers both for the companies, which include such giants as BP, Daimler Chrysler, and Citigroup, and the millions of potential plaintiffs, have agreed to church-sponsored mediation over the issues raised in the suits. The scheduling of talks has already begun.
First, it was the Department of Homeland Security, then the Justice Department and the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. Now, the Pentagon wants to strip its workers of their union rights. A bill before the House called the Civil Service and National Security Personnel Improvement Act would revoke the collective bargaining rights of Defense Department employees. It would also introduce a pay-for-performance system, remove the right to appeal firings to a third party, and even revoke a prohibition against nepotism, that is, the hiring or promotion of relatives.
The Canadian province of British Columbia is so strapped for cash that it's putting a major toll highway up for sale, and a union is rumored to be one of the potential buyers. The president of British Columbia's Teamsters Union thinks the highway might make a nice investment for the union's pension fund. Toll road workers, who are represented by the National Union of Government Employees, are opposed to any privatization effort.
Union janitors in San Diego have a chance to vote on new contracts after a hard-fought round of negotiations bore fruit this week. Two separate contracts would reward suburban and downtown janitors unevenly. Downtown janitors will vote on a five-year deal that would bring a 13% wage increase and family health care to about 300 custodians. But a separate two-year package for about 1,200 suburban janitors would bring no health benefits and would boost wages by 4.8%.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick-dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Quail.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We are right in the middle of a phone call with Brother Sky Blue, who has called in from Memphis, Tennessee. And you have a report on Led Zeppelin? No.
Yeah, we had several big-name bands in here. You know, talk about Bill Bennett.
Yeah.
He said his gambling days were over. Jay Leno pointed out that Mr. Bennett did mention that them casinos are open all night now, too.
Yeah, so, boy, aren't they? Well, I read something today, Brother Sky Blue, that said Bennett said he liked to do his heavy-duty gambling in the wee hours between midnight and 5 a.m. So he's, you have his whole statement now is suspect when
he
says his gambling days are over. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I'd like to talk about first about this decriminalization that's on the verge are being passed in the Canadian Parliament, of decriminalization of marijuana, of course. And what I understand is that it's even cultivation for personal use and possession of small amounts.
Uh-huh.
You know, this Mr. Is his name Bloomberg, the man that bought himself the mayorship of New York?
Yes, I believe that's his name.
Yeah, and he wanted
he's a
to,
pot smoker, of course.
Yeah, and well, right away, and he wanted to install this no smoking in any of the bars or lounges, you know, even if they're well ventilated.
Yeah, no tobacco. No tobacco. He didn't say anything about marijuana.
Well, I think that's just some kind of initiation into this fascist lifestyle that we're going to have to accept in here, America. You know, they have open marijuana cafes in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Even in Canada and Denmark, even in England, I think. But marijuana, that, you know, I think I was a Woodstock, and I was of the Woodstock generation. I think we voted way back then to legalize marijuana. The Democrats really let me down. I mean, Bill Clinton not only lied about sex, but he lied about inhaling. Come on. I mean, Al Gore at least admitted he used marijuana in college and in the arm. They left that legalized, decriminalizing marijuana, some unfinished business, and I was real disappointed about that. But, you know, they just convicted this man for killing this one abortion doctor.
Right.
This fanatic. Of course, I'm a member, and I'm a preacher of the New Age Christian theology of the 17th century Swedish theologian Emanuel Swedenborg.
Oh, sure.
He teaches that the book of Genesis teaches evolution, that the person called Adam, the woman that was made from Adam's rib, was actually the point when men came into their own consciousness of self, and that Eve actually represented like man's ego, that God allowed man to have his own consciousness, you know.
Amen.
And then Noah, of course, was the next people that survived this inundation, this flood of so the falsities, and
yes,
it's at the three levels of Noah's Ark. The lower level is represents our lowest human, animal
hallelujah.
Nature.
Hallelujah.
And the second level with the door in the side
hallelujah.
Represents our ear, where we hear and we talk. And
preach.
We're and then the higher level with the window in the room
amen.
Represents our higher consciousness.
It does.
Our celestial consciousness.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, we believe that life begins, life and rights begin at birth.
Hallelujah.
Like with the story of Adam, it said God formed Adam. That's
amen.
Like a baby being formed in the womb.
Hallelujah.
But then it says he blew into Adam's nostrils.
Preach, brother.
The breath of life, and then
amen.
He became a living soul.
Preach, brother.
You know, well, I hear Maxine Waters. She runs on about a Fox Network. I saw on C-SPAN. She's grilling this CEO.
She's grilling them.
Because we don't have free speech. There's two
hallelujah.
Social forces in our culture.
Yes, preach, brother.
We have no free. We debate these political issues.
We do.
We don't elect these religious leaders.
No, we don't.
This media monopoly on these cable TV.
Hallelujah.
And they pump this simple-minded nonsense out.
Give me that bag of snakes.
Charlatans and these shysters in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we've had enough.
I've had enough.
This is a new age.
It's a new age.
And we're moving on.
We're moving.
I'm moving to Canada.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Somebody grab me that bottle of lye over there in the corner. I feel the need for a drink. I like preaching. I love preaching. Ooh! Brother Sky Blue, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. We have the exclusive franchise on the Amen Corner here in the Church of Malloy. I guess you all know that. All right. Wayne is calling from Ackworth, Georgia. How's the house painting business, Wayne?
Hey, Mike. Been a long time.
It has. You must be busy. How in the hell are you painting this kind of weather?
Well, actually, I haven't been doing much painting, and it ain't the weather. It's the invasion from the south.
I know.
It's busting my butt.
I know. It's those minimum wage Mexican workers. I understand.
Yeah, well, absolutely it is.
I got you, I got you.
No, I mean, forgive me, but you can't really have a country if you can't enforce your border.
That's I've heard that before, yeah. Pat Buchanan has
said that. Well, you know, I'm not a racist, I'm not a bigot.
I understand.
I'm just trying to make a living.
I understand, and you're entitled to that, pal.
Well, you know, I'm the guy that was ready to put on a uniform and fight for the country.
Yeah.
Until I realized that we're getting duped. You know, I mean, I've been twisted around. I really tried to tried to find a reason to back up this these people, but I can't.
It's hard.
I feel like a damn fool.
And
I didn't vote for the damn guy.
No, I know.
But, you know.
Ah!
Good. I wanted to hear that bell. I heard there was a bell.
Now? All right. Now you've been warned. Now what?
Okay, I'm warned, but let me let you know something, brother.
Sure.
I'm living in the Bush economy.
Ah! That's it! All right, he said it! Oh, Wayne, you said it! Okay, you're out of here! We are without mercy. We are without mercy on this program, Wayne. This is That Name Free Friday. There is no mercy here. If you come to this program for mercy tonight, you have come to the wrong place. And I like Wayne, too, but I can't play favorites. I can't do it. I can't do it. He heard the bell. We are not into mercy on this program. We are into truth, justice, in the American way. Ben is calling from Elgin, Illinois, our bureau chief up there and the webmaster of WhiteRoseSociety.org. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mike. So you've taken Bughouse Square and made a three-hour format out of it.
Well, no, we're thinking about Bughouse Square. We have one little technical glitch that prevents us from doing it, which I'm not going to say what it is on the air, and don't you, because you probably know what it is. But
right.
this is kind of like, I guess, I'm surprised at our, you know, my favorite house painter there. He heard the bell, didn't he? And then he said the word. I mean, I love him. I really do. But we are not about mercy on this program tonight.
Yep. That's all I wanted to say.
Didn't you want to say something about Brother Sky Blue?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that was like Bughouse Square.
Oh, Brother Sky Blue.
Yes.
He was preaching, and I appreciate, I say all kinds of terrible, terrible things about fake Christians and fake Muslims and fake Jews and fake Hindus, but I'll tell you what, you put me in a real church with a real preacher and two, three real choirs, and man, I will have a good 3 or 4 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's just, it's a very cleansing experience to go through that. Hey, sure. Glad you called in, Ben.
You take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate you calling. Well, that was quick. I love a good preacher. Woo! And the more hellfire and brimstone, whether I believe it or not, I just love to watch him get up there and dance. Oh, my God. But the favorite part for me, and if you've never done this, I suggest you make a trip here to the buckle of the Bible Belt sometime. And there are several buckles of the Bible Belts spread throughout the South and the Southwest. But I recommend, since I am most familiar with it, the North Georgia Mountains. You go up to some of these little old towns in the North Georgia Mountains, drive out of town on a paved road, and then you get to a gravel road, and then you get to a dirt road, and back down that dirt road, you find these little churches, the Pentecostal Holiness Church of the Redeemer. And you go there on a Wednesday night, oh, dear God, they bring out that burlap bag, huh? And it's never crowded. You only have about 30 or 40 people in these little churches. On Sunday, you might have, 80 or 90, but on a prayer meeting night, because folks understand, that's snake handling night. And they have that burlap bag, and the associate preacher brings it over and brings it out of the corner. Sets it up there next to the preacher, and they don't stand up behind the pulpit. No. They get down on the main floor. Of course, there's no pews in these places. There's no fancy stained glass windows. But they got the Lord. But they bring that bag, that burlap bag, and set it on the floor next to the preacher, and that thing is just squirming and moving. You see that bag just jumping and hopping. And it takes about 45 minutes. They have to get in the spirit. But once these old boys get in the spirit, and they're dancing and hopping and jumping, and oh, my God, they'll grab that burlap bag, hold it up, pull that string on the top of it, let that sucker come open and reach in. Come up with one of those Georgia coral snakes or a diamondback or a timber rattler. Bring that snake out. Dear God, you have not been to church until you've seen something like that. Now, a lot of folks say that, you know, it's just like going to a NASCAR race. The only reason people go to NASCAR is to see somebody get just butchered on the track. A lot of folks say that the only reason people go to snake handling night is to see the preacher or one of the deacons get bit on the cheek with one, or on the neck with one of these vipers. You know, you know, which is not the case. That, no, I never went for that reason. Frank is calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Frank, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Did you happen to see today on C-SPAN the cast of characters who are suddenly now against the filibuster and are looking to get it taken out of the process we're now going through?
I bet those are all Republicans,
Mark
right?
Mark Levin.
Yeah.
The Southeastern Legal Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he a winner? Yeah.
Victoria Tensing.
Yeah.
There's the Clinton-hating crowd.
Right.
Grover Norquist.
Oh, I love him.
Boyden Gray.
Oh, another good one.
And after that, I shut it off. I couldn't watch anymore. But it's the same old crew.
Yeah, the filibuster is an illegal instrument to thwart American democracy. Of course, now here's the thing to keep in mind, Frank, and I know you already know this. The Republicans stopped just about 100 Clinton judicial nominations. So far, the Democrats have stopped two of Bush's. Ah! Oh, God! Oh, no! What do I do, Kathy? Ring the bell. What do I do? God, I don't know what to do here. Do we end the program? Is that it? Can I go home? I got tricked. All right. I do get a warning, just like anybody else. Okay. Yeah, Clinton had 100 nominees stopped, and so far there have been two, and it's Estrada, and who's this other one? It's a woman.
Woman from Texas.
Texas Supreme Court Justice, whose colleagues have said that she's a little bit to the right of Genghis Khan.
Usually colleagues support a person no matter what their personal politics are, just out of courtesy.
Say it again?
Most times colleagues, peers of people, will generally support someone out of common courtesy, unless they're really bad like this one. Laura Koch, I think it's Koch. Her last name is Koch, I think. I'm not sure.
No, it's somebody else. It's a polysyllabic last name, and I can't think of what it is.
They're such babies, Mike. They were crying on TV. They got the filibuster taken off. They're clogging up the governmental process. They don't know what to do anymore.
Right, isn't that sad?
I couldn't stand seeing them. I had to turn it off.
I bet it just moved you, didn't it? I mean,
moved me from my couch to get my find my clicker
and turn
that
it off.
That was it.
Frank, thanks for checking
in. 9 to 12 is perfect for you, man.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir.
Good
I appreciate
night.
It. All right, you take care. Boy, it didn't take long. 10 days. That's all it took. 10 days. This Iraqi lawyer who supposedly led U.S. Marines to PFC Jessica Lynch. You remember that story? 10 days after he got political asylum. Here in the U.S., this guy has sold the rights to publish a book about his experience to HarperCollins. That's a Murdoch firm, I believe. And guess what kind of an advance he got? Now, if you're a writer, if you've got two or three novels sitting in boxes at home and you've gotten rejection letters and all sorts of things, and you've thought about, gee, if I could just get, you know, an advance, I could live for a year, pay the bills, and I could really write the great American novel. This guy got $500,000. Dollars advance, this guy. Oh my God. The advance guarantees Mohammed Oda Al-Rahif a substantial nest egg in his new country. He's 33, by the way. He, his wife, and 5-year-old daughter were granted asylum on April 29th. And what's today? May 9th. 10 days. He gets $500,000 advance for this book. Now, he, according to the New York Times, he speaks broken English. He will write the book with Jeff Coplin, who was also the co-author with Captain Scott O'Grady. That was the Air Force pilot shot down over Bosnia in 1995, hit under Bush and ate ants or something, and then made a dash and got picked up, and another American hero, right? That book was titled Return with Honor. So the same guy who co-wrote with Scott O'Grady is going to co-write with Mohammed Odeh. $500,000 advance. HarperCollins hopes that Mr. Rehaif, who's been treated like a hero, by government authorities and the U.S. military. HarperCollins hopes that Mr. Rahif will provide the best account of the rescue of Private Lynch. Now, she's being celebrated as a hero, too, although her parents are saying, our daughter didn't get shot with nothing. Ain't no bullet holes in her. She's going to be the subject of television movies, and Private Lynch has also received offers from literary agents and publishers. But, damn, her doctors say so far she's suffering from amnesia and doesn't remember anything about anything. So, oh, and guess who, guess how the Iraqi lawyer got his advance? You're going to find this very interesting. I'll share it with you in a moment. You're trying to put me down.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do? Being on the tractor as much time as I do or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying greens.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. So the Iraqi lawyer who led the U.S. Marines to Jessica Lynch, who, according to reports from several news sources, was pretty much by herself in this hospital, other patients and doctors. But, I mean, there was no Iraqi military there. They had fled 2 days before. Anyway, that lawyer, been here 10 days, got a $500,000 advance for a book. He was given a job also as an associate of the Livingston Group. Now, that's a lobbying concern founded by Robert Livingston, Bob, a former Republican congressman from Louisiana. But what the Times leaves out when they mention Bob, a former Republican congressman from Louisiana, is that he was the guy who was selected to be the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives after Newt Gingrich resigned. Now, if you remember Bob Livingston, I think he was Speaker of the House for, what, a day or two? He hadn't been confirmed. He was just nominated, and nobody else was going to run against him. But he was never confirmed, and he backed out and then resigned and got the hell out of the House of Representatives. Do you remember why? You don't? Well, it was because of press reports and witnesses, and the women themselves all came forward and said, Bob Livingston's going to be the Speaker of the House. This is a guy who's cheated on his wife more times than we can keep track of. Lobbyists lined up to get on CNN and MSNBC, female lobbyists, to say, yeah, we'd go into the office to see Bob Livingston about a piece of legislation. First thing he would say was, take your panties off. That's Bob Livingston. This guy, now, when this all came out, his church-going wife almost had a cow. She knew her husband was cheating on her, as most Republican husbands do, at least political Republican husbands. Well, maybe Republican husbands in general. But certainly the what the hell? Henry Hyde, Dan Burton, Newt Gingrich? I mean, it just goes on and on, right? So poor Mrs. Robert Livingston, when all these reports came out, they had to up her dose of Xanax, had to just about triple it. And then it turned out that old Bob Livingston was having sex with anything that wore a skirt. Lobbyists, aides, anybody could get his hands on. So that Bob Livingston is the one who got the Iraqi lawyer a job working for the Livingston Group, a lobbying concern founded by Robert Livingston, a former Republican congressman from Louisiana.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The Peter Werbe Show. Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werbe Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werbe and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The U.S. House has approved hundreds of billions of dollars in new tax cuts. Republicans say it will help create more than 1 million new jobs. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi calls it a tax cut for millionaires.
In 2 years, President Bush and the Republicans in Congress have presided over the most dramatic deterioration in our nation's economic health in our nation's history.
President Bush has been pushing hard for the roughly 10-year, $550 billion package. He calls it a jobs and growth package. The president originally wanted $725 billion in new tax cuts to stimulate the ailing economy, but he has agreed to the lower figure. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry took a closer look at the tornado-ravaged community of Moore today. Henry took a survey of the damaged areas from a helicopter and then walked through some of the hardest-hit neighborhoods as well. The governor has already issued a disaster declaration and is seeking federal assistance. More than 1,300 homes in the Oklahoma City suburb have been damaged, and 300 of those have been destroyed.
Do you haggle at the dollar store?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think penny candy is far too expensive?
Yes.
Do you look for change in other people's couches?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, yes, then you, my penny-pinching friend, are our kind of customer.
Yeah.
Because Hotwire.com can save you up to 75% on hotel rooms. Hotwire gets you a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price. So remember, if you're the type of person who runs your paper plates through the dishwasher, then Hotwire is for you.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
It's almost Mother's Day, and you know what that means. It's time to pick up the phone. A new Verizon wireless phone for mom from Radio Shack. Get her the Samsung A310 for just $24.99 after Samsung mail-in rebate. That's a $75 savings. Radio Shack's experts will even help you choose the service plan and accessories mom will love. So pick up the phone and make mom's day at Radio Shack. Offer good through 525 with 2-year activation. $175 early termination fees apply. Phone is $249.99 without activation. See stores for details.
On his weekly radio show, Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York went on the attack against municipal unions in what he calls a failure to negotiate during the budget crisis. Glenn Schuck reports.
Mike Bloomberg is ripping union leaders like Randy Weingarten for not helping the city get through the budget crisis. The mayor says the leadership forced his hand to lay off thousands of city workers, and it left City Hall no choice.
Sometimes I think a lot of them are not well represented. And, you know, I've always thought that anybody that gets laid off, if I were them, I'd go sue my union or why they didn't come up with productivity ways to protect their jobs.
And Bloomberg went on to say that during meeting after meeting to come up with union savings and productivity enhancements, some union leaders had the nerve to not even show up. Glenn Schuck, New York.
The National Weather Service says atmospheric conditions will remain favorable throughout the weekend for severe weather across much of the U.S. Meteorologist Dan Gregoria says a deep upper-level trough over the western U.S. will make its way east this weekend.
It's going to start progressing eastward across the central United States over the weekend, producing severe weather across the Missouri and Ohio Valley Saturday into the early morning hours Sunday.
Gregoria says the most severe weather is likely to be on Saturday with tornadoes and heavy winds and rain expected. More than 40 deaths are being blamed on the severe weather across the Midwest and South. Tornadoes also caused devastation around Oklahoma City yesterday.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Manhattan State Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a lawsuit filed against the MTA by subway and bus riders. Glenn Shuck reports.
Dozens of transit riders rallied outside the courthouse before the judge began hearing arguments on the lawsuit to roll back the fare and open up the MTA's books. Gene Rushenoff of the Strap Hangers campaign saying New York bus and subway riders finally getting their day in court.
They told us they had a deficit, but it turned out they had a surplus this year. When they hiked the fare, a whopping 50 cents, they knew it, and they did not level with us.
And lead attorney Eric Schneiderman says the MTA is not above the law. He's confident Judge Lewis York will agree. Glenn Shuck, New York.
Stocks finished up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 113 points to 86.04. The NASDAQ rose 30 points to 1520, and the S&P 500 climbed 13 points to 933. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Kids fight over toys, and mom says share. Good advice for the playground and the road. When I come back, we'll talk peaceful coexistence between cars and motorcycles.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power Spark Plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power Spark Plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Global detente's important, but drivers of four-wheel vehicles and two-wheeled motorcycles could use some local negotiation in sharing the road. Here's a start. Cyclist, act like full-sized vehicles by claiming road space nearer centerline, encouraging drivers to pass with a wider berth. Four-wheel vehicles, don't move to one side to see what's going on in slow traffic. Stick to the middle of your lane. This position discourages cyclists from weaving between cars. Now that's shuttle diplomacy. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Is it time to play trivia now? Okay, let's do it now. We have one more Dixie Chicks CD, their new one, Home. This is a CD with the two hit singles, Long Time Gone and Landslide. Dixie Chicks. Last week, Matt in Glenview said, hey, I got an idea. And he sent in, he bought on his own 5 Dixie Chicks CDs, mailed them all to us. And we've given away 4, one each night so far this week. So we have one more to give away. And now if I can find the question that you had out here for me. Oh, here it is. Okay. Each night the questions have gotten progressively a little bit more obtuse. I won't say more difficult, but... more obscure. Huh? Last night, what was it last night? What was the unit that Bush deserted from in Texas, right? Okay, here's the Dixie Chicks CD, It's Yours, if you have the right answer, trivia question for this evening, courtesy of Matt in Glenview, Illinois. Now, all the lines are full, so I will ask the question, then Kathy, you're going to blow through the lines here and see if you can... Okay. Who is slated to replace Thomas White as the new Secretary of the Army? Now, what I'm looking for is his name and what he does now. Okay? Who has been chosen to replace Thomas White, the Enron pig, as the new Secretary of the Army. You have to give us his name and what he does now. Okay? Now, while Kathy is trying to find a wiener for us, back to just a couple more comments on this guy, Mohammed Oda al-Rahaif, 33 years old. He was the Iraqi lawyer who led U.S. Marines to PFC Jessica Lynch. You know the Jessica Lynch story. Of course, Jessica's parents have a different take, as do the staff. I did? Nelson said I just said the B word? When did I say it? I didn't say it. I said Mohammed Oda al-Rahaif. I didn't say the B word. Kathy's just screeching at me in my headphones here that our Broken Arrow Oklahoma bureau chief said I just said the B word. What did I say? Where?
I don't know. You said it.
Well, all right, here. Now. I'm if I did, it's just a complete lapse of something. All right. Anyway, can I get back to this, please? Okay, thank you. Just a little bit more on Mohammed Oda al-Rahaif, the Iraqi lawyer who led U.S. Marines to Jessica Lynch. Now, according to reports, including Jessica's daddy, she was not shot. She had some blunt trauma injury, and the doctors and nurses who befriended her and whom she befriended said it's because she fell out of her truck, broke her leg, and broke a wrist. So you've got two or three different stories here. Now, of course, we're not going to believe the dirty old filthy rotten lying Iraqis. We're going to believe the PR firm that handles the attack on Iraq. And the PR firm that handles the attack on Iraq says that this young woman was captured after a bloody firefight along with some of her mates and was being held against her will in a hospital and on and on and on. So anyway, the Iraqi lawyer, Mohammed Oda al-Rahaif, has been given $500,000 advance from HarperCollins, that's a Rupert Murdoch property, to write his book. He's also been given a job as an associate at the Livingston Group, which is run by Bob Livingston, serial adulterer who was for two or three days the Speaker of the House after another serial adulterer, Newt Gingrich, resigned. These are all Republicans, of course. And it now turns out that because Private Lynch, apparently, according to her doctors, is experiencing serious amnesia about everything, although the people in Iraq say they had a great relationship with her, they talked about this, they talked about that. I guess it must be hell to be captured. But anyway, since she is suffering from amnesia, according to her doctors at Walter Reed, researchers are working to fill in the gaps of Private Lynch's captivity. They'll provide. Now, what do you want to bet that the researchers have been hired by HarperCollins, that's the Murdoch Group, and by the PR firm that is handling the attack on Iraq? I wouldn't be surprised, would you? The book is said to be is going to be resoundingly pro-American, according to people involved in the book deal. Well, I would think so. What, they're going to give him $500,000 to say, 30 stinking Americans? No, I don't think so. One last thing. The book was offered exclusively to HarperCollins because of the connections here between Bob Livingston, the former Republican congressman and serial adulterer from Louisiana, his connections to HarperCollins, because HarperCollins has a very successful track record in the publication of a children's book by Alma Powell, who is the wife of Secretary of State Colin Powell. These are very small circles, aren't they, Truth Seeker? All right, do we have we don't have a winner? Okay. Well, then what we'll have to do here? Let me restate the question. We'll take some calls and who is been selected to replace Thomas White as the new Secretary of the Army? We want his name and what he does currently. Okay. David is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm your serious number four. I used to be your number two, but you slid me down the rack.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Another over the road trucker.
No. I'm a sales.
Oh, sales. Okay. All right. Well, as long as you're listening on Sirius, that's cool.
Yeah. I was going to ask you. Make sure you got your system yet.
Say it again.
I was hoping you had your system. I'm hoping.
Oh no, we haven't gotten it yet. We're trying to get a deal with them. We're trying to say, look, you carry our program on your satellite network. So how about giving us something free? might as well be blatant about it. I don't get anything free.
Hey, speaking of that, I was going to ask you free. I didn't know if you had a chance to look at. I was in a lobby today and somebody had C-SPAN on, and I was looking at Rupert Murdoch, and this guy, I mean, he talks about how ugly Phil Donahue, or his cronies talk about how ugly Phil Donahue is. I'm surprised.
That's like a toad calling a frog ugly, right?
Man.
He spent too much time out in those deserts in Australia. I mean, the guy really does look like some of those Aborigine people in Australia put some kind of a curse on his ass, Just turned him all, made him all wrinkly and stupid looking, right?
Yeah. But anyway, and then of course there's this Utah, and I think it was Utah Republican.
Yeah, Senator Orrin Hatch.
It wasn't Orrin Hatch.
No.
It was another one. Maybe it was somebody else. I don't remember, but. I just heard this guy give this guy all these accolades about how great his Fox News is and how accurate it is. And I'm sitting there saying, then he's talking about how this is not going to have any problems with competition, how this is going to increase competition now.
Oh, yeah.
He buys up and sucks up another media giant. And I'm thinking, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. And then, of course, my appointment came and I couldn't watch the rest of it. I didn't know if he had a chance to look at that on TV.
No, I honestly try to stay away from television now. Kathy has so effectively taken over the job of producing this program. She has a vested interest in seeing me live a few years longer than the actuarial tables say I'm going to live. So she handles all that. I'm serious. I get the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and the New York Times every morning at the end of my driveway. I'll sit there and drink coffee and read those two papers. I do not watch. I will go to the Weather Channel just to see when the tornado is going to hit today. And then, here in Atlanta, and then I will, when I come to the studio, I get online and start working through the stories that people have sent and doing some research with the foreign press and maybe the L.A. Times and stuff like that. But, no, I didn't see it.
Oh, just one other comment. Who does the Atlanta Journal? Who owns them?
Cox Enterprises. They also own the number one television station here and the number one radio station. And 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they owned the cable system. They were forced to divest Cox Cable. But, that's why I don't understand this further consolidation thing. Cox Communications or Cox Enterprises owns. There are several other radio and television stations here. I mean, we don't live in Bohunk, Georgia, but
sure.
It is Atlanta. But Cox is the Cox Octopus is what we used to call it here. They own damn near all media outlets of any consequence. They do.
Huh. Well, and the other thing, you were talking about that B word that you had mentioned that you were supposed to ring the bell. You were referring to yesterday's program, and you had mentioned that B word.
Oh, I did. Okay, well, I probably did. It's hard not to say that particular word, but we must not do it tonight.
Oh, I won't do it. No, I got the rules, Kathy. Give them to me.
Okay, David, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yes, sir.
All right, you too. Yeah, here's the guy that ratted me out to Kathy. It's our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma Bureau Chief, Nelson.
We are not about mercy.
No, I know.
We have tornadoes. They are not about mercy.
I know. That's very true.
Yeah. No, I was. It's okay, Mike. I love you like a brother.
Well, David just said I was referring to something to yesterday, so I'll just say, well, it doesn't count. But I will watch it, man. It is hard not to say that ugly ass word. But anyway, what you really called in about is
I almost fell out of my chair this evening when I unfolded my Tulsa World and saw printed a column from Molly Ivins.
No.
I'm dead serious. I would never lie to you about that.
There in Jim Inhofe country?
Oh, my God. Jim Inhofe was on the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
Saying, it doesn't really matter if we find any weapons of mass destruction because Saddam Hussein killed 3,000 of his own people. He gassed them
to death.
Yeah, so it's okay to lie and deceive the American public. We don't need truth to go to war. The only time we need truth is when we're trying to find out about Bill Clinton's sex life. That's the only time truth is necessary. And by God, if he doesn't tell the truth, we'll impeach him. Oh, wait, we already did, didn't we?
You have to remember, Mike, I lived in Texas for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
In Texas justice, in a murder trial,
yeah,
it's not whether you did it or not. It's whether they deserve to die.
Right. Let me put you on hold, Nelson. I'll come right back. We got a break here. It's whether they deserve to die. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
They're taking over the boardrooms and they're battling full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Mom?
Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
One of the most absurd oxymorons in our country is shareholder democracy. Corporate image makers claim that these autocratic corporate empires are actually flowers of democracy, governed by and for the millions of little shareholders like old Aunt Emma in Dubuque with her 100 shares of Microsoft or Walmart or Disney. Hogwash. Start with the fact that nearly 60% of Americans own no stock at all, even through a mutual fund or 401k. And most of those who do own stock have only a pittance, like old Aunt Emma's 100 shares. Indeed, 90% of all corporate stock is firmly in the hands of the wealthiest 10% of Americans. But second, the CEOs and top managers rule their corporate fiefdoms with an iron fist, not tolerating even the pretense of shareholder democracy. Take Verizon, the phone giant. It recently held its annual election to choose some members of its board of directors. Great, elections. That's democracy in action, right? Not exactly. Every shareholder does get a ballot, but no opposition candidates are allowed on it. You only get to vote for the candidates selected by the CEO. You can choose to withhold your vote from management's hand-picked nominees, but it won't much matter. For even if the insider nominees get only one vote each, they win. Verizon is unabashed by this dictatorship. Nothing in law requires that an election provide a choice of candidates, says a Verizon document, adding, or that shareholders have a right to nominate candidates. Indeed, Verizon explicitly rejects democracy, claiming that if shareholders had a choice of more than one candidate for each board seat, quote, it would be difficult to predict which individual would be elected. Well, yes, democracy is crazy like that. This is Jim Hightower saying, Verizon is not alone. No corporation allows opposition candidates on its ballot. So much for shareholder democracy.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those Nazis in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, no wiener yet, huh? Okay. Back to Nelson, our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma bureau chief. Now, where were we? Tulsa newspaper has Molly Ivins. The last time, you know, last time something like that happened, a star appeared in the east.
A note, and the cartoon for the day had a picture of one of those statues of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Laying on the ground.
Yeah.
And it said Iraq after Saddam, and then on the split panel. It was the head of the Statue of Liberty laying on the ground. And it said, America after John Ashcroft.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What is going on at the Tulsa Daily World?
Oh, it's like, you know, somebody has drunk from a cup of truth or something.
Well, somebody's eating some of those cactus buds y'all grow out there. That's what it is, huh?
But see, why I'm bringing this up is I've been listening all week. You've been moaning and groaning about the Democrats and all, and I agree with you on a lot of that. But Mike, there's stuff going on out there.
Yeah.
Little by little.
I'm always looking for a miracle, Nelson. I have all my life, ever since I realized that I did have siblings and the world was not going to be my oyster. I keep looking for a miracle. So if you're kind of loosely prophesying a possible miracle, I'm open to it, bro.
And here's the thing: when I'm first called in talking to Kathy, there's a radio station out in Denver that now has a mix of the right wing and some left wing talk shows, and surprisingly the left wing talk shows are all locally produced and they're pulling numbers
Denver?
Denver, Colorado. Yes, sir.
That's a suburb of Colorado Springs, right?
You got it.
Oh, my God.
Air
well,
Force Academy.
Well, Nelson, maybe maybe something's happening.
It's in the works. This is seriously. I'm seeing little bits and pieces. I think, you know, finally, it's gotten to be enough. And one last thing, too, closing. You were talking about, you know, going to snake handling night.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I mean, I used that up on your board a couple weeks ago, and you stole it from me, but that's okay.
I've been talking about I haven't been on one of those trips in about 15, 18 years. I went up there one time when I was writing for Atlanta Magazine to do a piece on the snake handlers, and it was one of the most moving experiences of my life. I wanted to put my arm in there, pal.
I'll tell you something. If that's a little bit too intense for you, what you do is on Sunday mornings, you turn on your AM radio, and you move the pointer up near the between like the 12 and the 14.
Well, that's where all the good stations are.
Yeah, and they got one here in Muskogee. It's a black church, and the preacher, I mean, he gets rolling with the choir, and he's got this thing with the organist where he'll ask a question, and the organ will go, you know, to kind of put a question mark on the end of it.
Oh, yes.
And he'll build that thing up, and he'll build it, and he'll build it, and he'll finally get to the end of the sermon, hit you with the big point, the choir will jump up and start to sing, and you know the whole damn church is dancing.
Ooh, I love that.
It is good stuff.
I love that, Nelson.
Well, I'm going to leave you on that note and say, keep the faith. Brother.
Thanks, Nelson.
You have a good one.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma bureau chief there. Yeah, I have, it's been a while, but I used to occasionally attend the Wheat Street Baptist Church here in Atlanta. And it was a great experience because white people had to go sit up in the balcony. A few whites would show up. We had to go sit up in the balcony. But the first time I went, I saw three choirs, one on the left, one on the right, and one behind the preacher. I just thought, oh, Lord, have mercy. Three choirs, man. I was brought up in a Methodist church. We'd be lucky to have one. But there they were. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. I recommend it. I just recommend it.
Strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Scientists want to know more about how noise affects marine mammals, but first they need to know more about the mammals themselves. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. People are getting more concerned over noise in the marine environment, and especially the impact of noise on marine mammals. For example, beaked whales have stranded themselves on numerous occasions when U.S. Navy vessels were using sonar nearby. The National Research Council recently completed a report on noise in marine mammals with support from the Office of Naval Research and several other federal agencies. The report says more work still needs to be done to understand the nature of this problem. Darlene Ketten worked on the study. Ketten is a senior researcher at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. She says people are trying to assess the hearing of some marine mammals and when noise starts to change their behavior.
We can put a sound source into the water and see whether or not the animals deviate on their normal swimming pathways. This was done with gray whales, for instance, off the coast of California, with lower level sounds to see at what distance the animals could perceive the sound source and whether they changed their path.
In the discussion about noise and marine mammals, Ketten says one of the big unknowns is the location of all these creatures. She says the whereabouts and migration patterns of some marine mammals are well known, but that does not apply to every species. For example, beaked whales spend a lot of time diving into deep water, and people don't see them very much. Ketten says the consequences of loud noise on marine mammals could be serious, especially if it affects behavior in areas used for breeding or feeding. She says if we want to know how noise affects these creatures, we need to know more about where they are and how they use the ocean. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Hey, we have a winner? Peter is calling from Cupertino, California. Peter, this is your first time calling the program, right?
That is correct.
Well, welcome aboard. Kathy says you have the answer. Let me give the question again. Who is has been selected to replace Tom White as the new Secretary of the Army. We're looking for his name and what he does currently.
Okay, the stooge is, his name is, let me get it here again. So this gentleman's name is James Roche.
Yeah.
And I believe that he, before he came, well, he's been the Air Force Secretary since June of 2001. And prior to that, he was also a former stooge from Northrop Grumman Corporation.
Yeah, isn't that a surprise?
So it runs in the family, I guess.
Jim Roche, that's right, currently Secretary of the Air Force, is the guy picked by Rummy to replace Thomas White, who hopefully will soon be going to jail. as Mitch Daniels, hopefully, will soon be going to jail. This certainly is a corrupt administration. You notice I haven't mentioned any names that I'm not supposed to mention. But,
well, I won't mention any names if you don't.
All right. So you got the correct trivia answer on the first time you called the program. And
well, the first time I've talked to you on the program, but I've spoken with Kathy, I believe, several times.
Oh, okay.
A few little requests here and there. And,
okay. Well, I'm glad you're listening. I hope you will call in again. And
I will listen. I'm a little shy with.
Yeah, me too.
Talking to the radio thing here.
Yeah, so am I. I don't know how I do this every night. I guess it's.
Well, you do a great job every night, and both you and Kathy should be just warm handshakes and hugs. And,
well, thanks, Peter. And so. And Kathy has your address.
I believe I guess I do. Yes, she does.
We'll be mailing these Saturday. And the folks who won them should have them no later than Wednesday. So.
Oh, I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward for it.
Do enjoy.
Thank you so much.
All
have
right.
a good day.
All right. Thank you, Peter. You too. Yeah, we get nervous in here, too. Maybe it's the Jack Black and 10 milligrams of Valium before every program that takes the edge off. No, I'm just kidding. I can't do that. I've got to
stay sharp.
Just a couple of quick items here. The United States and Britain, this is published in tomorrow. For us, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Guardian, Saturday, May 10th, the Guardian of London. It's at your favorite newsstand right now if you're in the UK. America and Britain have laid out their blueprint for post-war Iraq in a draft resolution to the United Nations Security Council, naming themselves, America and Britain, as occupying powers and giving them, America and Britain, control of the country's oil reserves. And it's not about the oil. So now the United States and the United Kingdom own Iraq's oil. The proposal was expected to pass the UN despite serious concerns from some of the permanent members. France, Russia, China, like they care? Oh, my God. Tommy Franks had something to say about that today. He was answering a question about Iraqi oil field looting. Now, I want you to listen to his choice of pronouns. In his last sentence, the reporter at the Department of Defense briefing today with Rummy and Franks, and we'll have some more of this a little bit later in the program. Rummy was in rare form. But General Tommy Franks, home from the battlefield, answers a question about Iraqi oil field looting. And listen to the pronoun in the last sentence. The reporter says, General, could you outline or have there been any problems with looting in the oil fields? And has that caused any problem, any problem of looting?
Looting parts and so forth in the oil fields, sure, there have. Just as there's been looting in downtown Baghdad as well as other population centers in the country. And I think that as time goes forward, we'll work with the Iraqis and they will be able to bring those oil fields up to a standard we're looking for.
Up to a standard we are looking for. Okay, now I know this is going to irritate a lot of people who listen, and I don't blame you. You don't listen to this program to hear curse words, but I'm going to say one. These sons of bitches. It is just so blatant, isn't it? Huh? Now you understand. We talked 2 weeks ago? Didn't we talk about this 2 weeks ago? You and I. When Colin Powell or whomever, Negroponte, our representative of the United Nations, made it clear that it was time to lift the sanctions. Now, Russia and who else? France and possibly Germany are saying, well, wait. You know, it's a UN sanction, and it's predicated on the belief that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and the sanctions are not to be lifted until we can certify that there are no weapons of mass destruction. What to do? Now you understand why Negroponte was in there lobbying as hard as he could, and when you're when you're the gorilla in a colony of chimpanzees, it's very easy to lobby very, very strongly to have the sanctions lifted. Because without the sanctions lifted, how are the Brits and the Americans going to sell all that precious Iraqi oil? So there it is. From tomorrow's Guardian of London, America and Britain laid out their blueprint for post-war Iraq in a draft resolution to the UN Security Council, naming themselves as, quote, occupying powers, end quote, and giving themselves control of the country's oil revenues. Now, outside the UN, these proposals have provoked a vociferous response. I love the Guardian of London. Would you ever see the word vociferous in the New York Times? I don't think so. Outside the UN, the proposals provoked a vociferous response from the European Union's Commissioner for Aid and Development, Poul Nielsen, who accused America of seeking to seize control of Iraq's vast oil wealth. Mr. Nielsen, a Dane who has just returned from a three-day fact-finding mission to Iraq, said the United States was, quote, on its way to becoming a member of OPEC. End quote. He told the Danish public service DR radio station, quote, they will appropriate the oil. It is very difficult to see how this would make sense any other way. The unwillingness, Mr. Nielsen said, the unwillingness to give the UN a genuine, legal, well-defined role also in the broader context of rebuilding Iraq after Saddam speaks a language that is quite clear. Meantime, the Iraqis, responded frostily. See, this is the Guardian of the UK. The Iraqis responded frostily to the plans, praising the lifting of sanctions, but calling for the UN or an Iraqi interim government to please take charge of our oil wealth. Somebody, yoo-hoo, UN, somebody, it's our oil. They told us it was our oil. No, it's not, boys. Not anymore. A guy, I'm not going to try his name, who works for Iraq's Military Industrialization Commission in charge of developing weapons. What? That's how the Guardian lists him. He says, we don't accept that the revenues of the oil be controlled by the United States and Britain. You don't accept? You don't accept? You don't accept? What? Put that sucker on a small plane and let him fly through northern Minnesota for just, about 10 minutes. So there you have it. For you right-wingers who lurk around this program, I don't call in. Oh, dear God, don't call in. But I just want to shove your face in it for a second, okay? So the U.S. and the U.K. say they are occupying powers. No. When they were accused of being occupying powers, I can remember, I think I can remember Rumsfeld and Myers and Tory Clark and the rest of these thugs saying, no. We're a liberating power. Now they have declared themselves occupying powers, and they have given themselves control of Iraq's oil. How about that? Gene in Canada sent that to me. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. This is in tomorrow's paper in London. Jeez. Oh, and by the way, in Afghanistan, you remember Afghanistan. Well, the Deputy Secretary of State, Richard Armitage, a guy who was involved in so-called wet ops. You know, Armitage is a killer. Armitage killed a lot of people during the Vietnam era in Southeast Asia, not as a military man, but as a CIA operative. It was his job to strangle people, to put bullets in their soft tissue, to take knives and open up their chest cavities. Armitage is a killer, literally. He is a wet ops specialist, is what they call it, for the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, and just about any spook organization that wants a killer, they go to Richard Armitage. Well, he's now our Deputy Secretary of State. Yeah, he was. They sent him to Afghanistan, right? He got there yesterday, and he said,
the president has asked me to I didn't say it. The president has asked me to come to Afghanistan to dramatically make the point that the United States, although we may at present be occupied by Iraq, the United States is not going to forget our responsibilities in Afghanistan. And, you know, we are able to do two things at the same time.
He was speaking to reporters at a press conference. As he spoke, a bomb blast shook the Capitol. He was in Kabul, the capital. A bomb blast shook the Capitol and rattled houses in the upmarket Wazir Akbar Khan district near the U.S. Embassy where he was staying. The upmarket? Upmarket? In Kabul?
As he spoke, a mysterious explosion shook the Capitol and rattled houses in the upmarket Wazir Akbar Khan district near the U.S. Embassy, where he was staying. The cause and location of the blast were not immediately known. An embassy spokesman was unfazed. This kind of stuff doesn't faze us, and said Armitage's visit was not affected.
So while Armitage is reassuring the Afghan people, okay, not the Afghan people, while Armitage was reassuring the press corps in Kabul that the U.S. was there to stay and everything's going to be okay, a bomb goes off. Yeah, well, it's just, you know, I've been thinking, maybe we've just taken the wrong approach. Maybe we should just start seeing all of this as weird, extra-dimensional humor. Maybe that's the way to go. The U.S. and the U.K. have announced that they are occupying forces, occupying powers in Iraq, and that as such, they now control Iraq's oil reserves. Richard Armitage, the wet ops specialist, is in Kabul, reassuring the press corps there that we haven't forgotten them while a bomb goes off. Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Clint.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Sounds like things are pretty safe over there in Kabul, huh?
Oh, man. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I thought we won that place.
Well, you know, we've had since we won the war in Iraq, we keep having American military personnel killed. Two of them yesterday. One, when an Iraqi walked up to a checkpoint, pulled out a gun, and shot an American Army or Marine, either a soldier or Marine, shot him dead. Another U.S. serviceman was hit by a sniper and killed. The death of American young men continues in Iraq and continues in Afghanistan. But that's the price to pay so that the oil can be extracted and certain people in this country can get even more wealthy.
Mm-hmm. And we won the war, by the way.
Yes, we did. And if American boys are still dying, well, damn. War is not tidy, as Rumsfeld says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the article I sent you this evening from the Toronto Star? It's called Chaos, Crime, and Rain in Baghdad.
I did. I printed it off, and I hope to get to it Monday. Yeah, I did. Thank you for all those articles you sent me, by the way.
Okay. The reason I called is, you know, how we arrested the one Christian official from Saddam's administration.
Tariq Aziz,
Yeah, well, they got an interesting picture in the Toronto Star. that shows a man, an Iraqi man looting Tariq Aziz's home in Baghdad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you mean that we didn't post a guard in front of Tariq? After all, Tariq Aziz is a Christian. Well, kind of a Christian. You know, one of those Middle Eastern Christians like Jesus was. So I guess that doesn't really count. But once they scorfed him up, they didn't post anybody at his house, huh? Well, that's war is not tidy, Clint.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like we're solving much. Also, on the economy front around here, boy, it just seems like more and more you pick up the local papers or you drive around places and you see more and more abandoned factories and things like that, and you read about places like Northwest Airlines, which has, you know, a big hub here in Detroit laying off. And
oh yeah,
I'm sure you're experiencing the same thing down in Atlanta with Delta.
Yeah, it's that is the result of the fact that these liberals in Congress won't pass this multi-trillion-dollar tax cut so that we can get this economy rolling again. I don't know what's wrong with these liberals. I can't figure it out, Clint.
Yeah, but I noticed, you know, Peter does a show. Your colleague Peter Werby does a really good show here in Detroit on a local station on
yes,
Sunday
night. Yes,
he
does on Sunday night. Yeah. Hey, hold on just a second. I'll come right back to you. We got a break here, Clint. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Aw, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talkie Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Here's what I think. You couldn't possibly be any dumber. You go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Five before the hour, we're talking with Clint in Dearborn, Michigan. During the break, I was looking at that story you sent me about the looting and arson and murder that continues in Baghdad. You would think, Clint, that our military commanders over there would, post some guards and get some order, but I guess not.
Yeah, it's really becoming even more of a black eye than just, you know, this illegal war was. I'll let you go shortly. I just wanted to say that, it's nice that we are getting more liberal talk shows around, like I was mentioning, Peter Werby's show.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, Peter's been doing that for years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And, now that I work the kind of schedule, I can come home and, I'm up at those hours.
Yeah.
And then we got a black radio station here in Detroit that does a two-hour talk station, which is pretty good every morning, which mm-hmm. a lot of folks are tuning into. So, and then being on the Canadian border, too, we pick up some of the good CBC shows, like CBC Sunday Morning provided excellent coverage for, mm-hmm. for what was going on in Iraq and things.
What do you listen to, CKLW?
CKLW has a real good talk program, but the Canadian Broadcasting Television on Sunday morning, when they have the talk shows on that you and I can't stand,
right.
I watch CBC Sunday Morning, and they really cover stuff that, you would never hear on those shows.
I wish there was some way we could, what do we have, Kathy, Dish? Or DirecTV, what do we have, Dish TV? We've got satellite TV, and we are able to pick up some foreign programming, but nothing from Canada. I would love to be able to get something from Canada. Oh, well, you can't have everything. Listen, Clint, thank you so much for checking in.
Yeah, and keep yourself protected from those thunderstorms down there.
You got that straight.
Talk to you later.
All right, sir, take care. Thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Carol is calling from Bayard. Is it Bayard or Bayard?
Bayard.
Bayard, New Mexico. This is your first time calling, Carol, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Oh, just enough time to say welcome aboard. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come back right after the break.
Okay.
All right? Okay, quick break here, Truth Seekers, and then more fun and frivolity on No Bush Friday. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years
I'm talking about now, like the tread on a tire. Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Shots are still being fired on the Case Western Reserve University campus near Cleveland. Observers on the scene say a gunman shot at least two people in the school's business building. Witness Ben Greenberg says it's a crazy situation.
We heard five gunshots, and then we come out of our house and we see all the cops behind their doors in position for a raid. And then we see the SWAT team come down the street and enter the building, and we're all just watching in disbelief. It was crazy.
Initial reports are that one of the injured was on the first floor and the other on the fourth floor. Investigators haven't ruled out the possibility of more injured. University officials say there were students in and around the building, but not as many on a normal class day because this is an exam day. A reporter for the Boston Globe has been killed in Iraq. 46-year-old Elizabeth Newford died in a car accident when the vehicle she was in hit a guardrail. Her translator was also killed. A spokesman for the Globe said Newford's co-workers are devastated by the loss. She had worked for the Globe since 1988, reporting on both foreign affairs and United Nations. Debate is expected to begin Tuesday on the Senate's version of a tax cut bill that bears similarity to a Republican plan passed in the House chamber. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi has labeled the plan a tax cut for millionaires. Representative Chris Bell of Texas says the Democrats' plan will give more help to the unemployed than to the nation's wealthiest sector. Bell says Democrats want to see people get back to work, and for those people who are unemployed, a large tax break focused on the wealthiest people in America is going to do nothing for them.
Your mission. Mother's Day shopping. Your goal, find gifts that make mom happy. Your rendezvous point, Radio Shack. Consider the following. A talking picture frame to hold snapshots and a recording of how much you love her, $9.99. The Honeywell Environizer, an electronic air purifier to help mom breathe easier, $99.99. A Palm Zire PDA to keep mom organized and on schedule, $99.99. Should you fail these objectives, Mother's Day could self-destruct. Good luck, shopper. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Cheapo.
Penny Pincher.
Coupon Charlie.
Sure, they're just names, but they hurt.
Ouch.
And there's a place that understands. A place called Hotwire.com. We won't call you things like...
Belt tightener.
Oh, no. Hotwire will help you embrace your frugal side with the lowest hotel prices guaranteed. Or we'll give you double the difference. Does that sound like someone who'd call you a...
tightwad?
Nope. The only thing we'll call you is our kind of customer. Oh, and cheapskate.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
Three crew members on board a U.S. Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter were killed when it crashed into the Tigris River in Iraq today, about 62 miles north of Baghdad. One other person on the chopper is said to have been injured in the crash. Officials say they did not have any word of hostile fire on the helicopter and that it appeared to have struck power lines before it went into the river. The Black Hawk is used for missions that include air assault and medical evacuation. The crash is now under investigation. A South Buffalo, New York man has given his mother the gift of one of his kidneys as Mother's Day approaches this weekend. David Crapo had his kidney removed to give his mother, Gail Crapo, who's been fighting an autoimmune disease for 5 years that affected her kidneys last year. Gail was facing dialysis and would spend days vomiting and suffering from dehydration and muscle aches. Doctors say the two should be able to spend some time together on Mother's Day at the hospital.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry was horrified at seeing the complete destruction of neighborhoods by the many tornadoes that ripped through the city of Moore yesterday.
It's absolutely devastating. The damage looks bad when you see it on television, but when you see it up close and personal, it is really horrific.
The governor surveyed the land this morning and found it to be, quote, really horrific when seen up close. While some 100 people suffered various injuries, Governor Henry is thankful there were no fatalities. He also exclaimed his amazement that people were actually upbeat and friendly. Henry says Oklahomans are strong and resilient and just grateful their loved ones survived the twisters, if not their homes and possessions. Henry has also sent a request to President Bush to expedite federal emergency aid and to declare Oklahoma a federal disaster area. Stocks rallied today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 113 points to 86.04. The NASDAQ rose 30 points to 1520, and the S&P 500 climbed 13 points to 933. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, running whitewater rapids. What a thrilling spring sport. In a raft. But in a car, it's a ride that may literally take your breath away. When I come back, I'll bail you out.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
No one intentionally confuses cars for recreational rafts. But if you find yourself in a stream of late-melting snows or heavy spring rains, remember the kid's toy, a pogo stick, P-O-G-O. P, pop seat belts, after you go in water, because they protect you on impact. O, open the window quickly, especially if you have power windows. G-O, get out. No explanation necessary. So make sure your whitewater adventure is with a guide and a paddle. Heed warnings of washed out roads. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 minutes past 11 o'clock. We're at 800 Talk Yes, and we're talking with Carol, who
Hello.
Has called in from Bayard, New Mexico.
Yes.
All right, Carol, thanks for holding on.
Well, I thought I'd give your listeners some details about the new Secretary of the Air Force designate.
Okay, that would be Mr. Roche.
Excuse me?
The Secretary of the Army?
No, Air Force.
Oh, the other guy. Okay.
Yeah, the
and
other guy.
What corporation is he coming in from?
Well, he's in business for himself, in the business of Earl.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Which, if you don't speak Southern, is oil.
Well, I do speak Southern.
And he was a pioneer, and he raised over $100,000 for the election of our unnamed person. And he lost to our Senator Bingaman, even though he outspent him by about a 3-to-1 margin.
Uh-huh.
And he's a total loser. We're ashamed of him here in New Mexico. And I think it's very typical of our unnamed person to pick someone who has connections in Earl,
you know,
and to pick someone who is a loser.
Carol, you're skating real close to the edge, sweetheart.
Sorry.
So the new Secretary of the Air Force is just another shill, just another thug, another oil punk, and I guess that qualifies him to be Secretary of the Air Force, huh?
Well, it sounds like it. The whole state is just horrified. And we're trying to get the facts out there so that he will be actually questioned. As
what, by the Democrats?
Absolutely.
When he goes for what, the Democrats who sit on the House or the or, I'm sorry, the Senate Armed Services Committee are going to question this new dude? Oh no, 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 Carol. They're not allowed to question. Karl Rove tells the Democrats who sit on these committees, "Don't question. Do what I tell you to do, or you'll get another anthrax dose in your mail."
I know. Well, that's only the leader of the Senate and the judiciary person.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the Armed Services Committee outside of the anthrax area?
I would think they would be a prime target. Karl Rove gives these people permission, the leading Democrats in the House and the Senate, they have to clear everything, just like the crack White House press corps. Everything has to be cleared through Karl Rove. Now, Karl Rove will allow some of them to appear as though they are challenging nominations or challenging these people when they come before their committees for a hearing. But he only lets the Democrats go so far, and then, of course, he pulls on their leash, and they immediately jump back. So I hope you do get the information out on this thug. I hope it gets to BuzzFlash or Bart Cop or Common Dreams or Make Them Accountable or America Hell Hostile. There's so many websites, because, you know, for damn certain that, media, standard corporate media in this country, they're not going to report anything bad about this guy. After all, he's an oil man, and he's now the Secretary of the Air Force. Got to show respect for the military, Carol.
Right, uh-huh.
Although this guy has as much connection to the military as I have to, oh, I don't know, a castle in Transylvania, I guess.
Well, also, we're ashamed of our Senator Domenici here, because he was the author of the bill that reduced veterans' benefits to its current despicably low level.
Well, veterans don't count with this administration, with the Republican Party. Veterans don't mean anything. Veterans are just the people who are left over after the latest conflict ends or reaches a stage of static stage. But as Rumsfeld has said, as Cheney, as all these people have said, veterans, the cannon fodder, they don't mean anything. We'll wave the flags and we'll have the nice parades and everything, but they don't mean anything. Veterans, to hell with veterans. That's what this administration and the Republican Party, for the most part, that's how they treat veterans. They couldn't care less about veterans.
Well, my late husband needed service from the Veterans Administration after he couldn't afford his prescriptions, and he couldn't get in at the local VA clinic because they wouldn't staff it with another doctor, and there was a 6-month wait.
Oh my God.
So in order to get him into the VA clinic, the closest one was 135 miles away. So we had to travel a 270-mile-an-hour round trip, mm-hmm. and he only had a 6-week wait to get into that one.
Oh my God!
You know, he was a veteran of World War II and the Korean War, and could not get into the clinic.
I am so sorry.
I fought for Gloria Tristani to defeat Domenici, and of course she didn't defeat Domenici because he had so much money.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a shame the way we're treating our veterans. I have my son-in-law is in the military, and I do not diss the military for anything.
Right.
But I think that if you're going to support the troops, you need to support the vets.
Yeah, I would think that would be a good idea.
And this guy who's going to be Secretary of the Air Force should be 86th.
I hear that, too.
Can we mention 43?
No.
86-43?
No, no. Now, there you go. Near the edge you're getting, Carol. By the way, where is Bayard, New Mexico?
It's in southwestern New Mexico. It's a little town of about 1,500 people.
Oh, and you're close to what? In any bigger city? Or is it just
Silver
out?
Silver City.
Are you out in the desert?
Oh, yeah.
It's peaceful and quiet?
Oh, no. No, it's where we keep busy.
You're 1,500 people who live there?
Yeah, and our unemployment rate, you might want to tell the administration, our unemployment rate in this county is 16%.
16%. What do you do during the day, if I may ask, Carol?
Well, right now I'm trying to settle my husband's estate.
He recently passed?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And I am a senior volunteer with I go out to homes where they need someone to talk to besides their spouse or their kids or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to seniors.
Uh-huh.
And they're homebound seniors who need to have some relief from, you know, need to have some company.
Sure.
And they need to have their daughters-in-law or whatever get out and go to the grocery store and,
mm-hmm.
and feel free like their loved one is in good hands. So I stay a couple hours and talk to them and keep them company.
Do you drive to these people's homes? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would imagine a town of 1,600, you have public transportation, do you?
Oh, yeah, we have public transportation.
You do?
But we had to raise the money for public transportation.
What, do you have bus service?
Yeah, it's a little van comes out here. It's a 10-person van.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have bus service. And with almost the whole part of the county has these little vans that run around.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it entirely on our own with raising all the funds that is necessary for that bus service.
The part of the desert that your town sits in, is it pretty?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Is it?
Beautiful. Right close to the Gila Wilderness.
And is that mountainous territory?
Yes,
it is
mountains. And it's beautiful desert area with rivers and trees and forests and a national forest with a wilderness area inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Gila cliff dwellings where
ancient cliff
dwellings.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a beautiful area, and it's too bad that we're having so many people leave because they can't find any jobs here.
Well, thanks for describing Bayard, New Mexico for us, Carol. I'm not familiar with it. I don't know how many of our listeners are, but now we've kind of got an image of where you live. I hope you call again.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thanks for checking in. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
You take care. Bayard, New Mexico. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, well, you know how it is, just passing the time.
Right.
I've been reading something this week, and I don't know how much press. It's not going to get any press, of course, because they're wanting to divert coverage on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all you're going to hear this week, next couple weeks, I guess, about Hillary's book. But this week in Salon, they're doing excerpts from Sidney Blumenthal's new book, The Clinton Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they had one of the articles this week was called Roasted in Their Own Bonfires, about Henry Hyde.
Ooh.
And they had the one about Tom DeLay called God's Whip Hand.
God's whip hand?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
And the one today was on Christopher Hitchens.
Oh, yeah. What a, another effete liberal turncoat.
Well, the fun part was Buzzflash about a week or two ago was showing, had some articles showing the fact that people like Hitchens and Drudge are just absolutely terrified of this book.
Well, I good.
Because he knew everything.
Anything to cause these people from some discomfort to me is a good thing.
Well, they were talking about how they've already been out trying to smear the book and hadn't even seen the thing, of course.
Right.
But it's interesting when you hear the stuff from what was going on inside the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this one today on Hitchens talks mostly about Blumenthal's testimony before the impeachment hearings.
Really?
Yes. And it's fascinating when you hear how it actually went down step by step.
I can't wait to see it. That's a book I definitely will buy.
Yes. One story this week. I mean, there's plenty of them this week about the you-know-who's flight on the aircraft carrier. But
now be careful. You're not allowed to do that, Lou.
One story that kind of slipped under you might want to try is out of the Chicago Tribune, Eric Zorn.
Yeah, I know Eric. Matter of fact, he's a personal friend, the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, he had one
columnist
on May 6th called...
Hey, hold on a sec. We got to take a break here. I'll come right back to you. Eric Zorn is a family friend. Got to know Eric when we lived in Chicago. Nice man. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Every day at Domino's, you get something free. A cheesy, gooey pizza and great taste we guarantee. Delivered hot, fresh, and steamy, you'll feel like you're in Waikiki. Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one topping pizza free.
Right now at Domino's, it's 2-for-1 pizza days. Buy any large pizza at menu price, get a medium one topping pizza free. What a deal.
Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one topping pizza free.
Get the door. It's 2-for-1 pizza days at Domino's. Limited time offer. Prices and terms may vary.
There are over 70 million Americans who suffer from arthritis. But for arthritis pain relief, there's only one Aleve, the medicine more and more doctors are recommending for all-day relief of pain. Doctors know Aleve can stop tough pain all day with fewer pills and Tylenol. And Aleve works right at the site of arthritis to provide fast, effective relief. Get relief doctors recommend. Aleve, arthritis pain relief that's all day strong, all day long. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain. Comparisons based on minimum 24-hour label dosing.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or a fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. We're talking with Luke, who called in from Knoxville, Tennessee. Luke, thanks for holding on.
Thank you. I found the second chapter, too, of the Clinton Wars. You're going to love this one. It's called Ken Starr's Media Minions. Well, I say it's one of those books that's sort of like Alterman's, you know, what
yeah,
liberal media.
Yeah.
It tells the things that people don't ever get to hear. But if they was out in the open, the public would rise up.
Now, this is Sidney Blumenthal's new book. Yeah. I do want to see that. I know he filed a lawsuit against that little punk Matt Drudge. And then the lawsuit was dropped, and Drudge declared that to be a victory, which it was not. It had to do with
Scaife and his friend just outspent Blumenthal. He just couldn't keep up with it.
I think that's it, yeah.
But like I say, also the Eric Zorn piece is very good this week.
I'll check it out.
But, like I say, there's little bits of media. And like I say, this whole thing this past week, I think, has kind of backfired a bit on him, too.
I certainly hope so.
Well, we just got to keep ringing the phones and keep bringing it up to certain people. You know what I mean? When if you have any chance in public to say anything,
I hear that.
People, everybody out there ought to be ringing C-SPAN's phones every time they can.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Do you want to do some rummy real quick here? All right, let's do some rummy. All right, let's get James, our taxi driver in Santa Fe, who is really a right wing libertarian, but we love him anyway.
Hey, you know, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Guess what I was within 100 feet of today?
Let me guess. I can't. Who were you within 100 feet of today?
I was within 100 feet of Air Force One.
Really?
Yeah, I went right down the airport, and actually Air Force One, I think the other one, there's another one there that looked just like it. I guess that'd be Air Force Two. It was there as well.
Did you see the colonels carrying the cases of Lone Star beer from the from the local distributor on board? You know, there's a picture of that. It came out, when was that, Kathy? About a couple of years ago, Lone Star beer, two full bird colonels carrying cases of Lone Star beer. I'm sure you saw it. They were carrying under the wing of Air Force One.
You got to keep the wet bar stocked. I mean,
but nobody in this criminal administration that I won't name drinks. They're all Christians and believers in the, whatever. So
well,
anyway,
sure they have lots of entertainment going on those planes, lots of meetings and consulting and strategy sessions and
strippers,
meetings.
Strippers and new dancers and probably some poker games too if Bill Bennett shows up, right?
Sure. Cigars and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was kind of interesting because I just got this weird call, like, go down to the airport, ask inside. It didn't say anything, and I went down there, and there's this guy in a jumpsuit. It's like, man, I'm getting stuck here for the day. I'm like, well, what's going on? Then I looked outside, there's these two jets, and the glare was right on my eye, so I didn't see it at first. And I took it and turned around again. It says United States of America. I'm like, wow. Hey, and I said, was there anybody here I can meet? And he's like, no, they wouldn't even let me meet him. This guy I picked up was, like, flying a spy plane or something like that.
So where'd you take him?
I just took him to, like, the hotel.
Oh. Didn't take him to a strip club or anything?
No.
Or a bar?
I think he was kind of caught on. he didn't have any overnight bag or anything. He was literally in his jumpsuit and...
Oh, just hanging out, just trying to kill some time.
Yeah, I had to just take him to a hotel, and I can't tell you where or anything like that, but, you know, there's only so many hotels in this town. it was pretty interesting, though. I've never seen Air Force, the miniature Air Force one. They couldn't land a 747 in Santa Fe. It was like a about 100 feet long or something like that.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know there was a miniature Air Force one.
Well, I think they have a few different, well, you know, they have helicopters and yeah. Whatever the president's on that.
Ah! Or, well, that's right. Any president, but there's a bell ring.
Yes, whenever you know, that person, whoever, Clinton. Whenever Clinton was helicopter, it was Air Force One.
There you go, James. Now you got it figured out. Hey, listen, we got a break. Thanks, pal. Drive safe.
Okay, see you later, pal.
All right, take care. Quick break. We'll be back. Final half hour coming up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Class action lawsuits against 20 companies who are alleged to have aided and abetted in South Africa's apartheid regime may be settled with the help of the Anglican Church. An archbishop has announced that lawyers both for the companies, which include such giants as BP, Daimler, Chrysler, and Citigroup, and the millions of potential plaintiffs, have agreed to church-sponsored mediation over the issues raised in the suits. The scheduling of talks has already begun.
First, it was the Department of Homeland Security, then the Justice Department and the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. Now, the Pentagon wants to strip its workers of their union rights. A bill before the House called the Civil Service and National Security Personnel Improvement Act would revoke the collective bargaining rights of Defense Department employees. It would also introduce a pay-for-performance system, remove the right to appeal firings to a third party, and even revoke a prohibition against nepotism, that is, the hiring or promotion of relatives.
The Canadian province of British Columbia is so strapped for cash that it's putting a major toll highway up for sale, and a union is rumored to be one of the potential buyers. The president of British Columbia's Teamsters Union thinks the highway might make a nice investment for the union's pension fund. Toll road workers, who are represented by the National Union of Government Employees, are opposed to any privatization effort.
Union janitors in San Diego have a chance to vote on new contracts after a hard-fought round of negotiations bore fruit this week. Two separate contracts would reward suburban and downtown janitors unevenly. Downtown janitors will vote on a 5-year deal that would bring a 13% wage increase and family health care to about 300 custodians. But a separate 2-year package for about 1,200 suburban janitors would bring no health benefits and would boost wages by 4.8%.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Hey, welcome back. 27 before the hour. We're going to... I've got to get some of these Rumsfeld Department of Defense briefing Q&As in here. If you're on hold, please just hang with me here a second. First of all, the real story is, again, from The Guardian, today's London Guardian. Of course, you know this. We've been talking about this. You already knew it. Rumsfeld sat on a board of a company which 3 years ago sold two light-water nuclear reactors to North Korea. And, of course, that's a country now that Rumsfeld and the rest of these thugs regard as part of the axis of evil, right? And North Korea has been targeted for regime change by Washington only because of its efforts to build nuclear weapons. You see, there's going to be one gorilla in the room full of chimpanzees, and we are going to be the gorilla. Rumsfeld was a director of ABB, which is a European engineering giant based in Zurich, Switzerland, when it won a $200 million contract to provide the design and key components for these nuclear reactors. Rumsfeld sat on the board of directors from 1990 to 2001. That's 11 years. He earned about $200,000 a year. That's all the money that can be traced. Of course, he earned much more than that, payoffs and bribes and so on and so forth. But $200,000 a year sitting on this board. Now, he really didn't do anything but show up to vote. And one of the issues that he voted on was, yeah, go ahead and sell these light-water nuclear reactors to North Korea. Sure, go ahead. Now, the reactor deal was part of the last elected and serving president of the United States, Bill Clinton's policy of persuading the North Korean regime to positively engage with the West. These light water reactors were to produce electricity. North Korea, in addition to being a country run by a real, really crazy person, Kim Jong-il, or as I almost said it, somebody refers to him as Kim Jong the Second, because, you know, it's Kim Jong-il, I-L. Anyway, the reactor was part of Clinton's deal to persuade the North Koreans, you know, we'll give you this. You got to stop the nuclear weapons production. The North Koreans said, OK. And then as soon as Clinton signed the deal, the Republicans in Congress refused to fund anything, refused to send the heating oil that was part of the deal. So the North Koreans obviously just said in the North Korean equivalent of, well, screw you, and decided to go ahead and build these reactors. Anyway, this company that Rumsfeld, whose board Rumsfeld sat on, also opened an office in Pyongyang, the North Korean capital. You see how these tentacles, does everybody understand? I know you do. I know you do. And God knows, I'm trying not to get too deep into this tonight, but everybody understands how the tentacles of this criminal organization that now runs the United States extends into not just countries with whom we used to be allies, but countries with whom we're ready to enter into death struggles with. They don't care where the money comes from. Just give us the money. Give us the money. Oh, my God, my mafia ancestors are just spinning in their graves in Sicily. They really are. They're just going, oh, yeah! It's just incredible. Now, in a statement to Newsweek magazine, Rumsfeld, a spokeswoman, Tori Clark, you know, that Stepford woman who stands there with General Myers every time they have a Department of Defense. You notice Tori Clark doesn't come out when Rumsfeld or Tommy Franks is out there. She only comes out when you know, the 2- and 3-star generals show up. And Tori Clark is to the Department of Defense what Brezhnev was to the Soviet Politburo. You know, I mean, there she stands. And any question that might not be what the criminals want asked, Tori Clark always steps in and handles the answer. Well, Tori Clark said there was no vote. No, the board of directors of ABB, upon which sat this criminal death-dealing Donald Rumsfeld, no vote was taken by that board of directors. But a spokesman for ABB said, yes, there was. Board members were informed about the project, which would deliver systems and equipment for light water reactors. There was a vote. Now, who are you going to believe? Eh? Who are you going to believe? All right. That's the prep story. Now, here he is today. Rumsfeld, standing there with General Tommy Franks. Now, this is about the reconstruction efforts in Iraq. The reporter raises his hand.
Mr. Secretary, calling me. In Iraq, sir, Iraq is still lacking in Baghdad and in some other parts of the country. And some U.S. officials are quoted as saying that U.S. planning and execution of the post-war reconstruction were inadequate. Do you think that any mistakes were made in this area, Mr. Secretary? And what is your assessment of the current state of the reconstruction effort? I'll sit down now.
What you're seeing in the press and on television are slices of truth.
Quack, quack.
You're seeing that someone is harmed.
Quack.
Or in a particular location, the water isn't back on.
Quack,
or
quack.
In a different location, the power is only intermittent or is in 80 or 90% of the city and not 100% of the city. All of that's true. A good deal of it, of course, was also true prior to the war. And it seems to me it's important to have that in mind.
Quack, quack, quack. Oh, my God. Just the sound of his voice, that smarmy superiority. I could take his ass. I know I could. I know I could take him.
That's my fifth grade moment for the night. Oh, Kathy screams into my headphones. Well, he's 70 or something. I could have taken him when he was 50. So here he is again. Rummy continues to answer the reporter's question regarding Iraqi reconstruction issues. This is part two of the same question.
My impression of what's taking place is that the folks in General Frank's organization and in General Garner's organization have done an outstanding job and are continuing to make things better in almost every corner of that country.
What about the cholera?
It does not mean that people cannot continue to write articles or see television clips of something that isn't perfect or isn't as good as it was or isn't better than it was. That is probably also true if one looks around any city in the United States or Western Europe, that we find things are not perfect.
See, it's just outrageous. It makes me so angry. I literally feel my eyeballs start to sting as the tears well up because I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to resort. I'm ready to sink into the reptilian part of my brain and just go utterly and absolutely berserk. This is allegedly the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America, and these smarmy, snot-ass, condescending answers, right? Well, things aren't perfect. You know, freedom isn't tidy. And, you know, it's not perfect in any city in the United States. We find things are not perfect. None of it's perfect. You know, the question was about the reconstruction as a result of the devastation brought by Moabs and missiles and shock and awe. That's what the question is about. And these rat fink reporters just sit there. And they raise their hand like this one.
Mr. Secretary, hi. I talked to several active duty generals in the Army, and they criticized the plan, you know, like the invasion, by saying that it was too light, not enough boots on the ground. I learned that from being in these press conferences, boots on the ground. I love to say, not enough boots on the ground, such words as a gamble that could have been catastrophic and that it was irresponsible. Would you like comment, please?
We will know more about what took place when we're able to do interrogations.
Oh.
And we know a lot of bad things didn't happen now. We don't know quite why that is. We think we know.
Oh, I see.
But we don't know for sure.
Uh-huh.
And my guess is, as time passes and historians write their books, they'll be able to talk to people who were there, and we'll find out why some of those bad things didn't happen.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I guess I'll have to wait for the historian to write his book. Okay, well.
Now the next reporter wants to know about Secretary of the Army and soon-to-be Enron prisoner Tom White's resignation. The reporter says,
Mr. Secretary, now I'm not like the wimp at the end of the aisle. I'm tough. A couple of weeks ago, before you went to the, in the Middle East, you replaced the Army Secretary. And the White House has announced that Jim Roche, Secretary of the Air Force, will succeed Mr. White. Now, can you give a sense of some of the trends or directions of Mr. White's service that troubled you and prompted this leadership change? And what you expect the new secretary to do to correct these deficiencies that you apparently see?
I have seen at least 40 or 50 newspapers say that I selected the Army Chief of Staff a year and a half ago to the great embarrassment of the current Army Chief of Staff, which is false. I never did.
Oh.
What are some of the issues with the Army you want Secretary Roach to deal with?
I'll sit down with Secretary Roach and we'll talk about it with the new Chief of Staff of the Army and with General Shinseki and others.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry I asked. I didn't mean to offend you. Don't kill me now. I see all these guys sitting over here to the right. Why do you always come in, Mr. Secretary, with, 8 or 10 of these goons over here in the dark suits, and what's up with that? I'm sorry I asked the question, sir. I'm sure you had your reason, and I apologize for the 40 or 50 newspapers that said you selected it. I have to go now. I have to go to the bathroom. Bye.
And so up pops the next one.
Mr. Secretary! Ape Snake here. I'm with the Brutalated Gazette. Could you in detail sketch out for us the way ahead in the next couple of months for keeping security in Iraq? You know, American people want to know about this because, I think. I understand it's going to be divided into three sectors. Iraq is, we've been reading stuff, is over here is going to be Polish, and over there is going to be British, and up there is going to be American. So, could you describe what's going to go on in each of those sectors and, how to be administered? Poland up there, the British over there, and the United States there. So how's that going to work?
It would be inaccurate
and
unfortunate for people to go off thinking that the United States is dividing that country into three pieces because we are not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And there have been pressures to have the country not be a whole country.
Yeah.
And when somebody indicated that, these forces would be in this area and another in this area, and it comes out to three, people ran off and said, oh, my goodness, they're dividing the country up. We're not.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask. I just heard, I read this. I don't know. I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary. I won't ask any more of those questions now. I got to go to the bathroom now, too. Can I get by those guys in the suits over there? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask anything about the country being divided up into three pieces. Jeez, I apologize.
It's just incredible, isn't it? But it's very, very, very funny. It's just funny. Paul is calling from Pocono, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you're terrible, man.
Oh, I hate those people. I hate those reporters. I would. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to walk into one of those press briefings with a string of what we used to call lady fingers. Those are those little firecrackers that you can really light and hold in your finger, and it'll just maybe blow the thumbnail off. But I'd love to walk into one of those press briefings with about, I don't know, 200 or 300 of those, and light them. Bam, 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 bam. You know, just like Chinese New Year. And just watch the asses and elbows all over that room as people dove under their chairs. Wouldn't that be fun?
Too much. I got a question for you.
Yeah?
President Cheney has announced he's running again. Has Vice President Rummy announced yet?
I would imagine the whole clique is going to stick around. But on the other hand, President Cheney, he's Android man now. God only knows what kind of hardware they have in all over in his body. That guy is run by some kind of webmaster sitting deep in that hole that they blasted over near where Cheney allegedly lives. As far as the rest of these people, no. I think Rumsfeld, I think Rumsfeld will stick around. He's only, how old is he, Kathy? 72, something like that. He still has a few good years left.
I don't think you could take him, by the way, but that's besides
the point. Oh, I could take him with one arm tied behind my back and hopping around on one foot. Are you kidding? Anyway, I think they'll stick around a little bit longer until they really establish a military presence in some key areas. And then they'll get out and make just tons and tons and tons of money. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I got a question for you, talking money, et cetera. I understand Indonesia stopped selling oil for the dollar several weeks ago, is now selling it for the euro.
Oh, well, looks like, well, we better bomb Indonesia then.
Yeah, quite honestly, between you and me, this really scares me. I mean, our economy is built on oil, stability of oil prices, and if we have dollar swings against the euro, which is, we saw, a 20% drop against the euro this past year, it's really going to have a hard effect on us.
It's been pretty grim. But this is a result of economic policies that the average high school student wouldn't find any sense in.
Right.
You know, I'm serious.
Doesn't the EU have more economic might than the United States now?
Oh, I think they do. They certainly have the population. I think they're approaching 400 million people in the.
I mean, sheer dollar business and net worth. I think, from what I understand, the European Union is bigger than we are now.
Well, given the criminal nature of the gang that now runs this country,
they don't stand a chance.
No, and in a very short period of time. Well, I think this country will be bankrupted if such a thing is possible. More than the euro replacing the dollar, what makes me a little bit nervous is not that I really care fundamentally, because I could live off the land, but is the fact that foreign investors are pulling out. And by foreign investors, I mean those people who provide the cash so that we can go $8-9 trillion in debt. And let me put you on hold. I'll come back and we'll finish this up in a second. That's what has me scared, is foreign investors saying, we better get out while the getting's good. He wants it up, he wants it his way.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Yo, this is Ed Lover.
This is Dr. Dre.
That's right, we in the mix for Twix, baby. Here's the mix.
Ed, I'm gonna tell you right now, all from state to state, it's all about the mix.
You understand? That's how it's going down. Ed Lover is Dr. Dre style. Through the street, just doing my thing.
What?
The Twix just keep me in the mix, in the swing. When I wanna stay real good in the mix,
come on, y'all.
Bro, just do a Twix.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you in these times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune Into Tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You're now entering a flying monkey-free zone. Here's Mike Malloy.
Man, we're just about out of time. Back to Paul in Poconos, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Paul. Thanks for holding on.
Briefly, how President Cheney is going to keep the investors here to fund his deficit spending. He's going to have Greenspan start to jack up interest rates, which is going to slow down our economy even more.
Yeah, they can't.
Catch-22.
Well, they certainly can't go any lower. What is the bank overnight rate now? 1.5% or
something like that. Well, didn't they have a market meeting the other day where they didn't do anything with rates? They didn't indicate they were going to go down any further, and they warned against deficit spending. So the shape of things to come is higher interest rates and a slower and slower economy.
Well, any lower in the interest rates and we wind up becoming Japan and wind up with deflation, which I am not sure I completely understand, but I do know that allegedly it's worse than inflation.
Yes, it is. I'm a manufacturer, and I've seen inflation and I've seen deflation in my own prices, and it's scary because you can't get what you got for it last year. You lower your prices and your mortgage stays the same, your electrical rates stay the same, et cetera. It's scary. It's worse than inflation.
Yeah. Well, that's the sleigh ride, apparently, that's down the road for us.
Cheery Friday night, eh?
Yeah. Thanks for checking in, Paul.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Daryl, you always call at the last minute.
Well, it wasn't
This is our tardy bureau chief from Detroit.
This wasn't exactly the last minute. I've been enjoying a little time.
Well, you got about 40 seconds, pal.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you talked about the Republicans coming out with their so-called nuclear attack on the judgeships.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody brought it up tonight. You mean the effort to do away with the filibuster rule?
That's correct.
Yeah, one of our callers brought it up this evening, yeah.
And the investigations of Mitch Daniels and Tom White.
Yeah.
and the pseudo-investigation of Mr. Scarborough.
Yeah, and there's going to be no 911 investigation. You know that.
Yeah, well, that's been jammed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Did want to let you know, is to listen to you out in the hinterlands and finding more and more people every day when you actually can engage them. Didn't like what was going on, but didn't know that things were quite as bad.
And they're willing to listen, and you're helping to educate.
Yeah, and I'm
that
leaving droppings around here and there.
Great. Okay. All right, Daryl. See you next week, pal.
I'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend. Hey, many thanks to our Music Bureau Chief, Jim in Arkansas. Love you, buddy, for all the new tunes. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. I'm Mike Bolloy. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday. I hope. I really hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Like my mama said, I'm going straight.
You're listening to Mike Molloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Molloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Molloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Molloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Molloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The U.S. House has approved hundreds of billions of dollars in new tax cuts. Republicans say it will help create more than 1 million new jobs. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi calls it a tax cut for millionaires.
In 2 years, President Bush and the Republicans in Congress have presided over the most dramatic deterioration in our nation's economic health in our nation's history.
President Bush has been pushing hard for the roughly 10-year, $550 billion package. He calls it a jobs and growth package. The president originally wanted $725 billion in new tax cuts to stimulate the ailing economy, but he has agreed to the lower figure. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry took a closer look at the tornado-ravaged community of Moore today. Henry took a survey of the damaged areas from a helicopter and then walked through some of the hardest-hit neighborhoods as well. The governor has already issued a disaster declaration and is seeking federal assistance. More than 1,300 homes in the Oklahoma City suburb have been damaged, and 300 of those have been destroyed.
Do you haggle at the dollar store?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think penny candy is far too expensive?
Yes.
Do you look for change in other people's couches?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions...
Yes.